Your third different major out of the four. You're creeping That's up right. on that career Illinois PGA Grand Slam.
That's right.
To start with, tell us about Conway Farms. It sounded like you had to battle some not only tough competition, but some windy conditions out there on the golf course.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, the wind was blowing pretty hard. The golf course was not playing easy for sure. I mean, it was in such good shape, and the greens were flying. Playing against the top 36 in the state for the Illinois PGA is a pretty stacked field. But I hit enough good shots to offset all the bad shots.
The key to the whole thing was the fact that you made a couple of birdies late on day one. I'm sure when you came in, you might have been surprised that you were the only guy under par.
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, I hit two really nice shots in the 8 and 9, shot two under the first day, 69. And, you know, I definitely didn't think I was going to be in the lead. I thought I would be, you know, two or three back, at least having a fighting chance. But, you know, I was shocked to flip open the IPGA app when I was driving home. Of course, when I was stopped, saw that I was leading the event by two shots, the only guy under par.
Round two, you know, the front nine, you got off to a good start, and at least you had a little bit of a cushion as you got to nine and into the turn.
Yeah, no, I was hitting it well. I actually, you know, I haven't gotten a chance to play a ton this year with all the fun that we're dealing with in our business and the amount of play, which is fantastic for the club and the members here at White Eagle. But, you know, I haven't gotten, obviously, many tournament reps this year. That being the only third event of this year for with the IPGA, but I got off to a decent start, hit some really good shots, missed a couple of putts that I probably should have made in the first, you know, five or six holes, and I had made a nice birdie on seven, and then hit number 8 and 2 and two putted that, you know, and all of a sudden I was two under and feeling pretty good. Obviously made a really bad swing on 9 and then an awful, awful swing on 10. You know, somehow I got super lucky on 10 where I chipped in for par. You know, I had two really, really bad shots on 9 and 10, but got away with it only losing a stroke and, you know, came back and birdied 11, you know, kind of held it along. And then I birdied 14 and 15. I think it was 13 and 14. Yeah, 14. Yeah, 14 and 15. I birdied 14 and 15. Just missed 30 on 16. Yeah, I had no idea where everybody was for the event, but I knew that I was playing with Tim, and I knew I had Tim by three shots going into 17. And, you know, another one of those awful shots reared its head up on 17 and all of a sudden made triple.
The 17th hole, it said that you lost your ball. Did the wind just get it? You end up in the weeds somewhere? What happened there?
You know, I probably misjudged the wind a little bit. Thought I was more into, and again, I didn't hit a very good golf shot. And when you don't play often, those things are going to happen. And got up in the wind and just kept hooking, hitting in the weeds and never found it. So then I had to go back and do it again. And as you know, the 17th hole Conway is not a very walk in the park.
No.
So hit it down there, chipped on, two putted, made six. And all of a sudden, my three shot lead was down to one.
So you're just hoping to get through 18 with a par and hang on, but accordingly you made bogey, but you still hung on.
Yeah, I had known. I was talking to some of the IPGA guys, and they had mentioned that the low number posted was even par. So even after the triple, I was still two under par for the event, and I knew I had to make. You know, I had to tie Tim. That was really all I had to do. And Tim kind of got an unlucky break and ball in the water in 18. And, you know, I just bumped along and got in the score I needed to do to win.
Well, I'm sure it was a great feeling to hold off the field, get, let's see here, your fifth major in the section?
Number five, yeah.
Yep. And now you got three out of four in the big picture. So will there be a little more emphasis when the section championship comes around now?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, that's something that one of my life goals is to get all four. So getting this one was really sweet. Now I got to get the other ones.
Well, let's see. Can you go to your board and get that event scheduled at White Eagle in the section? So listen, guys, you at the Illinois Open was great, but we'd really like to have the section championship here. Gary, what do you think?
See if we can get it scheduled for 5 years. I think I can get one of 5 years.
Oh, there.
We'll see. You know, there's
obviously we play a lot of good golf courses for that event, and I've been extremely close in the past. I think I've gotten, I don't know, 3 or 4 seconds, so I feel like I got a chance.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, give me some thought here on the Illinois PGA getting Conway Farms to host this event. I know it's moved around in recent years. It's been at a few golf courses. For some years, guys were driving up to Galena to play Eagle Ridge. I'm sure with everything going on, it was convenient for, you know, most of the guys just to have it here in Lake Forest and get a top-notch facility that's hosted a lot of big-time golf over the years.
It was fantastic to get Conway. You know, hats off to Carrie and Brad, the IPGA, and Annie Michelson being the tournament chairman to land such a great host facility. I enjoyed going to Galena. I thought it was one of the best events of the year. I always look forward to it. Just because you got a chance to get away and hang out with the guys. And it's always fun, you know, going through the summers here and the rat race that we all do. March through October, it was always nice to get out for an overnight and see the guys and hang out. But yeah, I mean, Conway was awesome. The membership was great. You know, a lot of people congratulating and hanging out afterwards and being a part of it. As I talked to the people at Conway, they're excited to have us back, which is really nice.
Well, do you think that it could go back there again? Maybe this time of year and only being a 2-day event might be something that could work for their club.
Well, I think the tournament committee, you know, I don't know if they made the right call, or the wrong call, but you know, paring it down to 36 players gives us a lot more options, gives golf courses a lot more options. We're not taking the facility entirely up for 2 days. You know, we played on a Monday, which typically the private courses day off. And, you know, we took tee times from 8:30 to 10:30 on Tuesday. And the membership was playing behind us. And, you know, they had to spare a little bit of time in the morning. But, you know, they still had the golf course for most of the day on Tuesday, which is big, especially this time of, you know, through the stuff we're going through, where golf courses are just absolutely crazy busy every day, all day. So, you know, it was really nice of them to host it. I think staying at that format opens a lot of other doors for us. So we'll see what the tournament committee wants to do going forward. And, you know, wherever they play, I'll go.
Well, it seemed like your club was quite a success for the Illinois Open. And Carrie and Brad made no secret that they would love to bring it back there again. Your membership was very supportive. They seem to be out there in force. Any chance you think your club would be ready to host that event again somewhere in the next couple of years?
No, they're ready to host it tomorrow. They had such a great time. And, you know, the membership was so gracious for giving the golf course up for 3 days and not really... You know, obviously they couldn't enjoy it for that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But, you know, every person I talk to is asking me when we're going to do it again. And, you know, which is amazing for a membership to be willing and wanting to give up their golf course for 3 days for, obviously this year, one of the biggest tournaments of the year. So, we have a very special membership, a special golf course, and I would not be shocked to see the Illinois Open return to White Eagle sooner than later.
I think that would be good news. It seemed like the players enjoyed it. I know from a media standpoint, it was a great place to work and be able to do our end of the job. And I'm sure everybody would like to get back there. And hopefully, you know, if it's not 21, it'll be back again at least by 22. But yeah, congratulations. And again, hopefully, I don't know where the section's going to be next year, but hopefully you'll find a golf course in the next couple of years that'll allow you to round out the career Illinois PGA Grand Slam.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Obviously, I've done a lot of things in golf and had a lot of success and a lot of good fortune. And this would just be another one of those, you know, kind of career milestones that not many people have the opportunity to say they did it. So we'll see. You know, a lot of things have to go right. You got to get a lot of good breaks, but been close in the past, and hopefully one of these years coming down the road, I'll have the ability to raise the trophy at the end of the week.